Welcome to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. To join the conversation, call 508-871-7000. Now, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. That distinguished man right there, that's Terry Hendricks. Good morning. I'm John Featherston. We're coming to you this weekend on WCRN right after the terrorist attacks in London.
Terry,
In Paris. I misspoke there. In Paris, our hearts go out to everybody in Paris. Attack on freedom is underway. What are your thoughts, Terry?
Well, actually, I have a lot of thoughts about it. I guess the thing that worries me the most is that, when's the next shoe going to drop? Are we going to see more similar attacks like this in London, Stockholm, Amsterdam, any other European capital? And, of course, when are we going to see them here in the United States again? And I think all of those are high probability situations, unfortunately. So I have a lot to worry about, and I think we all do. So, please be observant out there because they are out there to get you.
Well, they're definitely out to us. They want to attack our freedom. They want to scare us. It's time for our leaders to step up and lead, I think, on this issue. If we didn't learn anything from 9/11, this is certainly a great reminder, again, that we are under attack and that people do hate us because we are a free nation. I don't see a lot of action from our leaders. I did put up even last night up on Facebook, Obama doesn't seem to be willing to do anything about it. I think it's time that you pick up the phone, you call your congressman, you call your senator, you get your local leaders together. Stuff needs to be done because it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when now.
Unfortunately, that's true. For those folks who are sitting at home and you're all nice and comfortable, and say, oh, it's the French, I'm not worried about it. But think about, the French have been our allies in a number of wars, World War I, World War II, they're our ally currently. And if you think about, some of the roots of freedom in this country came from France. A lot of their philosophers were part of the roots of democracy. So we have a lot of things, in common with the French. It's a beautiful country, wonderful food. The people are actually very nice when you get to know them a little bit. And they certainly have a lot of pride, and it's a shame to see so many innocent people basically killed or injured. I think there's something, the current count I heard this morning, 127 killed and somewhere around 200 wounded and injured. Unfortunately, maybe some of those 200 might end up joining the 127.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, they attacked, social events. You attack a soccer game, you attack somebody, at a theater, you attack people eating dinner. This isn't a war being fought on the battlefields anymore. This is a war being fought. This is just to scare people. And, ISIS in the last 2 weeks has blown up an airplane. They've caused this terror. What needs to be done? What's the plan? You're going to have to eliminate this terror threat, and it needs to be done. It needs to be done proactively. Ann Coulter, her words last night, says that Donald Trump would probably be elected president because of the events last night in Paris. I think that's a little bit of a stretch to mine, but it's certainly something you can discuss because Trump has been the one out front speaking about this, and he's been speaking about it heavy. I do want to talk a little bit about, Trump was in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Yeah, you were up there.
I was up there Wednesday morning it was. Interesting event. He's coming to Worcester, Massachusetts this coming Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the DCU Center. So that will definitely be interesting. As I said before, I'm not the biggest Trump supporter in the world, but I got to tell you, got a chance to meet him, got a chance to talk to him one-on-one for just a couple minutes. 900 people in the room, all of them were bowing to him and just thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. On an hour and a half of sleep, he lit up the room, NSTAR or Eversource couldn't get that type of energy production out of any of their stuff. He was interesting, charismatic. he still never says anything. Everything's going to be great. Everything's going to be big. Everything's going to be the best. But it's going to be interesting. And I think we're planning to cover the event in Worcester on Wednesday night as well.
Yeah, I think so. John and I are talking about it. We need to cancel a meeting for Wednesday night. But, you know, let's go see the Donald. It might be a lot more interesting. Actually, not might. It would be a lot more interesting.
It'd be a lot more interesting. Yes, it would definitely be a lot more interesting. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Middlesex Sheriff Peter Katusian. He's going to talk about a lot of issues that his sheriff's office is working on. You're listening to WCRN on 830.